Are you ready? Do you love that rock?
I love that rock.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Sag Show. This is Bob.
Everybody smiles.
What the hell?
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
I like to change it up every week. You know, it's like
I'm depressed. Sorry.
I like to change it. You know, I get razzed if I come on. I'm like, hey, everybody, this is Miles. It was like,
everybody see like, that headline about that woman cutting off her husband's junk? That was me.
Yeah.
I got my junk cut off, thrown down the garbage disposal.
Yeah, we sewed it on backwards.
No, I got chopped up. No, I got a plastic wang. They call me plastic wang.
Plastic wang.
Na 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 na. Plastic wang.
Na 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 na.
I took the black one because it was bigger.
Yeah.
Did you see that story, by the way, about the
lady? I was thinking of the movie Hall Pass, actually, as you say that. But
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Detachable penis.
Yeah, I'm thinking your wife would not see that.
So. Detachable Hall Pass or plastic wang or what?
Hall Pass.
I don't think it's in the queue here, but you never know.
I think she's going to be really disappointed when, next time you two get together. She's like, man.
Didn't win the Price is Right prize there, huh? Da-da-da-da-da. So it goes, da-da-da-da. Is that what it'll be?
Yeah.
Didn't win the showcase showdown, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, something like that.
Gotcha. Oh, my goodness. Hey, does anybody know what time it is?
Dun, 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 dun.
Does anybody really care? Know what time? No one can imagine why.
Because it's too cheap.
I all got time enough to die.
He doesn't have time enough to cut his grass.
I was walking down the street one day. And a man came up to me. Anyway, that was for Doc, by the way. That was a little joke that Miles has no clue about, but I do. So,
okay. Well,
listen to the Not New Review at the notnewreview.libsyn.com to find out more. There you go. A little inside baseball there.
Would you like to promote your own show as well?
Nah, not really. I don't care about that one.
Well, neither does anyone else, pretty much. Manny, you're one listener.
Well, I appreciate Manny listening, too. He's a good guy. Manny's a good guy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why he likes you so much, but that's his problem.
He is the Willard to my Kurt.
Oh, Christ.
He cannot tell his own story without telling my own.
Go ahead, just go with it. I'll sit back.
What?
You just go ahead, keep doing your Colonel Kurtz.
It's been an Apocalypse Now mood, you know, flash.
You doing karate in front of the mirror in your underwear?
I relate everything to that movie. I don't know why. This
is the end. Beautiful friend.
Manny supervisor won't let him write fuck on the side of his mail truck because it's obscene.
Oh, my goodness.
Bob, after this is over, I want you to explain to my son everything.
You know, whenever they get somebody to play the movie about you, everybody's going to say, you know what, Jack Black is too thin.
My story, I would have like Michael Cera, I think.
Oh, wait, I just was watching Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I think that's so. I haven't seen it before. I watched it the other day. Yeah. And I was watching it. The kids were outside or something and swimming, and I was watching it on TV with my wife, and she's like, oh my gosh, this is, she didn't think it was that good at first. And I'm watching it, I'm cracking up, and then she starts giggling too, because it's really quite funny.
Yeah.
He's a good, it's a good role for him. It's,
yeah, know. Oh yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a great movie, but it certainly has got its moments, so.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always equated you to Wallace in that movie. I don't know why.
I haven't seen a movie in a long time, so I'm gonna,
Wallace is the gay roommate.
Oh, I see. Oh, the Culkin kid, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Culkin kid, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're the guy, the girl's boyfriend, the guitar guy.
That,
like,
you know, I don't know what that means about you saying that after I just said what I said. That's a little weird. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole movie's weird, though. He's got, like, some gay roommate.
Yeah, no, it's like, hilarious.
They all sleep on the ground with each other. It's like,
yeah. The weird, you know, the weird thing is in high school and college.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
I didn't have a gay roommate. No, but I slept on the ground like that. I just put my mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
I slept like that. I liked it better. You didn't fall out of bed or anything too easily, so.
Huh. Yeah. Huh.
I liked it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Your friend from the swim club, I think. your rendezvous with him.
Maybe yes.
Yeah.
No.
Your buddy.
Well, maybe possibly one of your old friends. Is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Maybe a friend of yours.
You know what? Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to the story time now. Let's not bring up anything that doesn't need to be brought up today.
The kids of today should defend themselves against the 70s.
Yeah, okay.
Well, realities.
Yeah.
Someone else's sentimentality. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was doing this. My mother-in-law has all these slides.
Oh, God, I'm glad you finished that. Jeez.
What?
There was an awkward pause there. Like, I was doing my mother-in-law, and I was like, what? I knew it. I knew this day was going to come.
No. These all these slides, right?
Yeah.
And so she was asking me how to get them onto digital, right? You know? And I'm like, well, you can pay somebody, right, obviously. And yeah. I said, or the easiest thing is just to set up a slide projector and a digital camera, just click through the slides and take pictures of them, right?
Right.
It's not the best way, but at least you'll get, you know, you'll get a picture of it and it'll be digital, and that's as easy as it gets.
Please don't say this is some kind of experimental phase of hers in college or something.
No. But the funny part to me, I've been doing this over the weekend. So we're going through these So this is an important time. All these slides were, for whatever reason, they had all these slides of, like, when my wife was young and her brother and so forth were,
oh,
like, babies and stuff.
Oh, weird. I know it. Okay.
No. Well, it gets a little bit weird. So.
Yeah.
So this is when she was still married, right? Because my mother.
Your wife was still
no,
married?
No, my mother-in-law and father-in-law were still married.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So they've been separated for a number of years. Ever since I've been around in the picture, they've not been together, right?
Yeah.
And so this was during their family life, which was kind of, I never really saw that, even though I've, you know my wife now for 20 some years, I guess.
Yeah.
So we haven't been married that long, but I've known her that long. So,
yeah.
So the hilarious thing is, to me at least, this is more like something I'm viewing this and we're kind of going through this and, I'm thinking of you. Because
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden there'll be
okay.
this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rory Culkin.
No. Not like that.
I see where this is going. Miles, that character's like you.
My father-in-law. So every once in a while on the slide, there'll be like a woman that's on the picture.
Uh-huh.
It'll be like, you know, some attractive woman that's from the 70s, you know, with all the 70s style and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and my mother have no idea who it is.
Mm.
But there's not just one. There's multiples.
Yeah.
So my father-in-law, I've surmised, although because my kids are around, no one really said much about it. while we were doing this, I've surmised that he was just taking random pictures of women out in public that he thought were good looking.
All right.
Yeah, so he'd see some, he'd be out with the family on vacation.
I've done that, yeah.
He'll see some good-looking chick, and he'll just take her picture.
Yeah, I've done
that. That's what he's done. I'm like, I didn't say anything, but the whole time I'm like, they're like, oh, I don't know who that is. Let me think about that, you know? And I'm like, after a while, I'm like, oh, I know who it is. They all kind of have a certain je ne sais quoi, and... This is what I think Miles probably does on his vacation. It's like two pictures of the kids and then two pictures
of girls and pose with them.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. I got a whole collection, really. I got Dave Ryan. I got, you know, Smith. I got my buddy Rusty. I mean, I got all three of them basically posing with all sorts of girls.
Oh, there you go.
We didn't even know these girls. Like, hey, we're going to take your picture. Here
you go. Well, he was doing that as well back in the 70s. So.
But he had no friends. I got it.
Well, no, he was out with his family. He was on vacation and stuff.
Well, that's all right.
He had pictures of the waitress, and it was just bizarre.
Why not?
I guess. See, you understand. I don't understand. I would never probably do that.
What? He's a connoisseur, you know?
He is. Yes, he is a connoisseur. He is very much. He is very much a connoisseur, yes. Yes.
You know, he's got a hobby, so what?
You know? I've been, now that he's getting older, he's a little bit less, but I've been around him when he was younger, and he would just flat out, you know, hey, you know, you're good looking. It sounds like you're Pop.
You know what?
You have such beautiful hair. I just can't get over how beautiful your hair is.
That's probably something my dad would say. Yeah,
that's exactly what your dad would say.
And that's your father-in-law says that stuff too, though, right?
Oh yeah. Not so much nowadays, but back when we were dating and so forth, that was not uncommon to be out somewhere and he'd tell the waitress how beautiful she was or something. So
yeah,
he may do it today still. I don't know. So
yeah, his recent thing is you have beautiful eyes.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying that, but...
No, my dad.
Oh, your dad says it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's his new thing.
His new thing? Oh, okay. Well, I think that's still non-taboo. He can't get in too much trouble for that.
You have beautiful eyes, you know that?
Yeah. So, I just thought it was hilarious. We got all these slides and, like, you know, then the...
Are these posed pictures, or does it look like he was hiding behind a bush and took them? Or?
No, a little bit of both. Not behind a bush, but he'd just have a picture of somebody, you know, talking
like,
to somebody.
Like, hey, smile, good looking. And she's like, yeah. You know, like that kind of thing.
He'd have them posed. Some of them would be posed, and some of them wouldn't be, you know.
Sure. I might unloosen the first two buttons on that. Throw your hair back a little bit. Put your hand in your hair, and then you're kind of leaning back and smiling.
He was quite the amateur photographer back in the day, evidently. So.
And now, you know, I want to meet this guy again. I only met him once briefly, but now I want to meet him again, I think.
When did you meet him? Did you meet him at graduation? Is that it?
Graduation, yeah. He didn't say a whole lot, but yeah.
Well, no, he probably is. Like, who the fuck's this? What am I talking to him for?
Pretty much, but, you know.
That would be his reaction. who are you and what are you going to do for me? That's it. That's kind of like your dad anyway. So.
Well, don't worry. I'll meet him sometime. I'll just drive down to his house, man.
Yeah, you could. Introduce yourself. Tell him who you know. Otherwise, if you don't tell him you know me, then he'll just tell you to fuck off. So.
Yeah. I'll just make an appointment with him under a pseudonym and just go in there and be like, hey.
He's got, like, gatekeepers, so watch out. They'll tear you up.
Yeah. You know what I'm into? Taking pictures of girls I don't know. Are you into that?
Yeah. So it's pretty funny though. We're not quite done yet. I'm still waiting to see something that.
We're still getting through the brunettes. We're not done yet.
But it is hilarious.
Yeah.
My wife got mad because evidently, they went. They, you know, Cardinals used to have a football team, the Cardinal football team in St. Louis, He was a football player. My father-in-law was a college football player. He didn't make it to pros because of injuries and so forth, but he was a fairly good football player, and so he used to like to go down and see the Cardinals play when they were here in town. And we get into this whole string of it was the Cardinals versus the Cowboys, which Manny would love to hear about. And so I got all these slides of like Roger Staubach and the 70s Cowboys, right? Like 70.
You got John Hart?
Could be. I don't know. I don't remember that.
From St. Louis? He's from SIU.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Or is it Jim Hart?
Oh, Deerdorf and Hearts. Yeah, yeah. Jim Hart and Dan Deerdorf. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he was from SIU, though.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, seriously. The QB for the Cardinals, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so continue.
So anyway, so it's all these pictures of the game that they were looking at was pictures from the, like, 70, probably 74, 75 Cowboys, right?
Wow, cool.
Playing the Cardinals. And then this whole row of pictures of the cheerleaders. I mean, like, he went, like, individually pictures of the cheerleaders.
This is a good camera.
He had a good camera. Each one, at some point, my wife's just like, okay, I've had enough of this. And so she's like throwing out handfuls of slides that are all just cheerleader pictures. I'm not going to deal with these.
Keep them, man. They're probably worth something, man. I keep those, man.
So anyway, it was just funny.
Send them to Manny, man. He'll put them to use.
That's too much. Too funny.
That's great. I love that. I love that story.
Oh, I figured you would. That was the.
I love that story. It's heartwarming, and I can identify with it.
Oh, I'm sure you can. That's for sure.
Not the funniest story, but it's.
No, it's not funny. You can identify with it. So you know, and I love that story. That could be on a T-shirt, don't you think?
I love that story. Yeah.
I love that story. And you can get that T-shirt made at Zazzle.com. That's right. T-shirts, coffee mugs, tote bags. Anything that you want can be wrapped into a neat product, kind of like I Love That Story, with any words and graphics you'd like to have, right? All via Zazzle.com. And you know what? Are you okay there?
No, I didn't like the music for Zazzle.
Oh, okay. And you know, we even have a store. So you don't have to buy something from us. You can make your own or buy something for somebody else. Just go to Zazzle.com and find an item. But if you use the discount code Zazzle, or not Zazzle, Static Radio 5 at Zazzle.com, you can save 10% on an order of $50 or more.
Yeah.
Static Radio 5, save 10% off order of $50 or more at Zazzle.com. And you can get your, I Like That Story made up just for you.
I would love to have so many slides.
All right, I'll see if I can't get a hold of them.
I'm going to sell them.
Yeah. Are you going to sell them? How are you going to sell them? Who would buy those?
Some mook, you know, like Manny.
Mook like Manny. That's not very nice about your buddy there.
No, come on, I joke. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, the guy can send me a picture of giant buttocks in the form of an air balloon, you know. And I can't joke with him. Give me a break.
All right. So what's going on with you?
I try to preview this story for, like, my wife and kid, and they both really said it was unfunny, but I'm going to go with it anyway because I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Well, if this doesn't get one freaking chuckle or put you to sleep, I don't give a shit. I thought it was funny.
All right. Are you ready? You remember this old game show called Make Me Laugh?
Yes.
All right. Mine's title.
Yeah, you would
Make
win.
Me Laugh.
You'd win. You'd be the chair, and you would definitely win the money because I'd be the John Biner or something trying to make you laugh.
Make me laugh.
So I was at work. It was getting noontime, and, you know, I
I'm not laughing
there,
yet, by the way.
And, you know, this kind of hippie, you know, Doc Brown kind of guy comes in. Like, hey, Marty, I've got a lunchtime deal for you.
Okay.
I'm like,
I chuckled there.
What?
I chuckled there with your impersonation.
This is going to tank. I can see it already. It's going to tank. He's like, hey, man, they're selling hamburgers down the street at this place for cheap and hot dogs and cheap. You know, hardly nothing. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So I leave, and, you know, I wasn't really supposed to close down the store, but I thought, okay, well, I'll just sneak out.
You're going to go get cheap hamburgers.
Yeah, I put a sign up. I can be back in like 5 minutes.
Right.
I go down this block, you know, and there's like some place. I don't really recognize it, you know, but it's just some place. There's like a few people sitting outside. It's pretty hot out. There's like an old man sitting by a grill, you know.
Yeah.
And a couple people sitting around, but I see no food. They're just kind of sitting there.
All right.
And I'm like, is this the place?
With the cheap food?
They're like, oh, yeah, it's inside, man. So I'm like, oh, okay. I get the feeling like this is like some kind of weird, I shouldn't say weird, but some kind of maybe counseling, like an outpatient kind
of. Uh-huh, yeah.
Thing. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, well, you know, open mind. I'll just be like Bob Lamont, open mind, I'll just go in here.
Well, all right, let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
I would never go into some counseling place for cheap food, ever.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about my food. So.
Yeah, no, I don't, it was like that, yeah, it was like, the spider senses were tingling, I was like, okay, you know, I shouldn't, and I go in, and it's, as I relate everything to Apocalypse Now, it is like Apocalypse Now, that nighttime scene where they go to that place, and they're trying to figure out who's in charge, and they can't figure out who's in charge.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that bridge, it's got all the Christmas lights on it. And it's like,
I gotta get up the river. Who do I need to talk to?
Yeah, and also I show up, and it's like a waiting room. But
I need a fucking hamburger for cheap. Who do I talk to?
And
who's your CO?
It's like a waiting room, you know, a good-sized waiting room, but, like, all the chairs are gone. It's like two picnic tables.
Stay on the fucking boat.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I wish I would have followed that advice, believe me. I should have stayed, you know, at work like I was supposed to, but I was like, okay. And, like, these two picnic tables are set up, and they're filled to capacity with people.
You can't eat unless you're sitting on one of these two picnic tables.
Yeah, and, like... like, no one's talking. It's just, like, deadly silence in there.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, no hint of food or anything. There's people just kind of sitting at these tables. I'm like, okay, this is getting...
It puts the burger in its mouth. It puts the burger in its mouth.
Yeah, like, my butt cheeks are tightening right now. But I don't know what's gonna... I'm like,
all right, you see the door over there. Go through the door to get your food.
Yeah, I'm like...
And when you enter the first door, take off your clothes before you go to the second door.
Well, I'll do anything for a hamburger, but... and, what was I going to say? No, I'm like, is this the right place to, for the food, or... And someone points to, like, some scrawled menu up on the wall that I hadn't seen because I was just, like, really feeling uncomfortable at this point. I'm like...
It's written in blood.
Yeah, like feces and blood. I'm like, oh, jeez. I go, who do I talk to? Who do I? There's like some guy, you know, sort of hats and Vietnam veteran or some shit on. I'm like, uh-oh. And he's like, you'll find out, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know who to talk to. Like, no one knows, you know. I am like Willard. I'm like Captain Willard walking around, you know. Who's the CEO? Like, no one wants to take, you know, charge of this at all. And like, I'm in the way. They're trying to, like, there's a lady in a wheelchair. They're trying to push past me. I'm like, oh, good sir, could you move your belly to the left, please?
Could you be like a drawbridge and lean back, please, a little bit?
Yeah, could you just move the toll bridge there a little bit, sir? And
lift that gut.
And I finally, behind, like, the where the, you know, if you had, like, gone to, like, a regular, like, a dentist's office, like, where the receptionist would sit, you know.
Right, yeah.
Behind the half wall there. There's like,
right, right.
They look about my age, or maybe it's a little bit older. And I'm like, is this the right place, or what do I do? They're like, oh, yeah, what do you want?
Well, like, oh, what do you have?
No, I didn't even want to ask. At that point, it was very uncomfortable. I'm like, how much is that? A cheeseburger and I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Is that all? Yeah.
A double cheeseburger?
Anything else? No. That's enough. I'll just drink water. That's okay.
Like a side of fecal matter?
No, I don't want your feces. I just want to leave. I don't want to. So I don't have no idea who's cooking these things. You know, I'm like, I'll just get the food and leave. You know.
How much does this cost?
A couple bucks. It was just
That's not cheap. I get a hamburger for a dollar or something.
I was so uncomfortable because how am I going to get out of there now? I didn't order anything.
I just leave.
I should have been like, you know, I left my puppy in the car and I got to go back and roll down the window or something, you know. And, like, I'm thinking, okay, because she, like, gets me my change right away. And yeah. I'm thinking, shit, what if this takes, like, half an hour to get this food, you know? Like,
right.
What if it's, like, so fucked up in here that, you know, I like, all these weird thoughts are going through my mind. I go, there's no way in fuck I'm sitting on these picnic tables.
What if I find a Band-Aid on a hamburger?
Yeah, I'm like, there's going to be a finger in it or what's, you know, they spitting in it or what. Right.
Somebody's going to jack off on my burger.
Yeah, well, my answer came very quickly after that. This kid shows up, and he don't look like he's all there, with a hamburger on a styrofoam plate.
Hey, mister, you got to eat on that picnic table.
Hey, man, you order a hamburger?
You order a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's mine. I take it, he goes, that'll be $2, please.
He's already paid ladies.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I just paid that lady in there. I just paid. Which the lady's gone now, so
right.
he did believe me. I'm like, okay, good, because I'm like, what if this guy's like totally like not having it that, you know, I lied or
right,
and I'm all worried. And
you I'm must like, eat you know, at the picnic table.
I gotta go. I excused myself and like ran back to work.
We have a concrete block you can sit on.
No, I'm leaving. That was it.
You paid $2 for a nasty cheeseburger?
Well, I get back and it's a pre-made burger.
What do you mean?
It's like one of those pre-made frozen and tough burgers. Like I eat in college.
Yeah.
Like they got holes in them. You know?
Soy burger or whatever.
Yeah. It tasted funky too. I was eating
it. Oh, man. You ate it?
Well, yeah, I spent money on it. What am I going to do? I mean, come on. There's kids.
I wouldn't have ate it. I would not have ate it. If it looked funny, I would have not ate it, even if I paid for it.
I don't know. I ate it. Well, because it was the only thing I had for lunch. I didn't have nothing else
I
for
did
lunch.
My mayonnaise.
I'm not even supposed to leave, you know, and then it's like, you know. So I ate it, and now I start having heartburn with it. I'm like, oh, God, man.
Did you get the shits?
No, I didn't, thank God, but I was like, what's
it's a wonder. You get the shits about everything, you know. Everything gives you the shits.
Well, no, I did have diarrhea just a little bit. Now you say that.
Now that you mention it, while I was eating it, I had a few squirts.
It was like well whipped up, like brownie mix, I guess. Kind of. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but. So that was my whole Apocalypse Now hamburger story because it was all
nice.
Not like say not a funny story. Kind of just it was so uncomfortable.
Once you went in and saw it was all weird, why would you stick around?
I don't know.
Were they like supposed to be like a quarter or something? Was it going to be like 50 cents or something?
You know, you get into a bad situation, you think, okay, maybe if I wait it out, it'll just get better.
No, it never gets better. You leave. Like, it never gets better.
I should have just, like, okay, what would Lament do? Bob Lament would have left like an hour ago.
I wouldn't have went in the first place.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. I couldn't figure out, were those people waiting for their food, or had they already eaten?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. There's like 15 people packed in this, you know, thing. I'm like, no one's eating, no one's talking, they're just blankly staring.
We're just taking up the free air conditioning.
It looks like a bunch of high schoolers that just got yelled at by the principal or something. They're just like sitting there, you know, just looking at each other like, don't talk. Head down, don't talk. You know.
Weird.
That was just so weird. It was so uncomfortable and so weird. I go, never again. Never. I will go hungry first.
Yeah, I would just go hungry.
Never again. Yeah, never, ever, ever. Never get out of the boat. You know?
Don't get out of the boat!
Fuck a tiger!
Tiger!
I know, that's what I felt like.
Red people, whatever!
Tiger!
Who says there's going to be a tiger in the jungle?
I could only have wished that you were there. Oh, God, that's been so funny. I would love to see you on camera in this situation.
Oh, no, thanks.
So funny.
No, thank you.
We'll pay you $10,000 tax-free money if you'll go in there with these $2. and buy yourself a hamburger and quietly wait.
I probably would do that, but I wouldn't eat it still.
You have to eat it in there.
No, not the picnic table. No way.
That was sweet.
You guys don't waiting talk. On your food or what?
Don't talk. Don't talk. Just eat.
Okay. It's like some kind of weird people that like watch other people eat cult or something.
It's like some kind of weird Village of the Damned or something. I don't know what it was. Like some zombie fest or I don't know what.
Well, they let you go because obviously there was no brains there to take advantage of. So.
Well, thank you, yeah. Maybe they're playing the quiet game or something. You know, they're all medicated and like, hey, you know what? We're going to play the quiet game.
I thought you were going to say the crying game there for a second.
Yeah, crying. Well, the guy brought the cheeseburger, there was a little bit of surprise. I'm not a man. Okay.
Okay.
What are you?
Okay.
Magic fairy.
Magic
fairy. Oh, okay.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's all good. You know, got any ketchup? Right up on you. I don't know. It's so weird.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you'll be doing that again. They got chicken next week, never. So, yeah.
Yeah, fuck the chicken. They could have prime rib, free prime rib, and baked potato, and you name it. Forget it. No. I won't. It could say free, all you can eat, free. I'm going to say no.